It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
The Friday Short for September 20th of 2024. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters is in complete danger of damaging itself in perpetuity, all because the leadership is either afraid of Dear Leader Trump or the fact that the next president of the United States will be a black woman, or both. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien, who spoke at the anti-freedom MAGA Republican convention over the summer, announced this week that the union would not endorse either Vice President Kamala Harris or Dear Leader Trump this election cycle. Now, this seemed a little strange considering Harris, who is the vice president in a Democratic administration, didn't receive the Teamsters endorsement, even though she hasn't expressed one example of a difference between her and President Biden when it comes to union rights. Biden is called one of the biggest union-supporting presidents in this nation's history. And that's why other unions quickly announced their support for Harris once Biden stepped aside and she became the top of the Democratic ticket. That includes the UAW because of how the current administration backed the union strike of the big three automakers last year. Meanwhile, Dear Leader showed up in Michigan during that strike and spoke at a non-union shop because, to the Teamsters leadership, that proves he's pro-worker. And by the way, the National Education Association, the AFL-CIO, and the Service Employees International Union all back Harris because they understand who backs workers and who doesn't. And so, in what is turning out to be a complete and utter embarrassment to the Teamsters, the Michigan Teamsters Council split from its national leaders to announce its enthusiastic support for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz this November. Michigan Teamsters President Kevin Moore and the executive board posted their endorsement for the Democratic ticket on Facebook, saying, "Both Vice President Harris and Governor Walz have consistently demonstrated their dedication to championing the labor movement, safeguarding Social Security, and ensuring access to quality health care for all Americans." But the embarrassment doesn't just end there for the National Teamsters leaders, as Wisconsin, California, Nevada, Hawaii, and Guam chapters quickly broke with its leadership to side with Harris. And maybe that's because the local Teamsters chapters understand that the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, otherwise known as the PRO Act, has a far better chance of becoming a reality with Kamala Harris in the White House than it does with Dear Leader Trump, who just recently yucked it up with Tesla and Twitter right-wing billionaire Elon Musk for Elon's work to break up and break apart unions across the world. That's what Dear Leader Trump wants to do here. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien said that while Harris says that she supports the PRO Act, she won't explain how she'll get it done. What? But in the same interview with The Hill, when asked if Trump and tech bro J.B. Vance would support the PRO Act, O'Brien admitted that he didn't get commitments on the issue from Trump fans. Oh, you don't say. I mean, how are the Teamsters believing that Trump and Vance would ever back any policy giving unions more freedom and abilities to help protect the working class? They've never done before. Trump has spent his entire life trying to destroy unions. And as president, he filled the National Labor Relations Board with pro-corporate stooges. His right-wing Supreme Court said that public service workers no longer had to pay dues to a unionized workplace. And Trump's buddies with the Heritage Foundation and Hillsdale College, who wrote Project 2025, prioritized the gutting of unions as one of its major planks. But apparently, that's okay with the Teamsters. As the Teamsters said, 58% of their members in a recent poll backed Dear Leader over Harris. Interestingly, though, when Biden was still at the top of the ticket for the Democrats, members preferred Biden over Trump 44-36%. So what changed? I mean, Harris's policies on union rights and collective bargaining are the same as Biden's, so what's changed? Let me ponder that. Maybe I'll leave you to ponder that answer, but I'm guessing you won't have to ponder too long to figure out the answer, which is why this is a complete embarrassment to Sean O'Brien and his fellow National Teamsters leadership clown show. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me. Follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Like and subscribe to the show on YouTube and wherever you listen to your podcast. And check out this week's show featuring Dr. Josh Cowan on his new book on the billionaires backing the school voucher scam. Take the battle to them.